Why? How could it happen? Another 100 meters, and the Americans would have captured the Overcastle Bridge.
It was the only escape route for our units in that sector.
Escape route? No. A highway for the American army into the heart of Germany. In any case, the Führer is determined. You shall not take such a risk again.
Not very likely. There's only one bridge left.
And already it is threatened by the American forces. One breakthrough, a few hours, and it too can be lost. General von Brock, you must prepare to destroy the Remagen Bridge at the earliest possible moment.
Destroy? We have 75,000 men who would be trapped on the other side of the Rhine.
And if the bridge falls to the enemy, are you prepared for the consequences?
These men are all that's left of the 15th Army. Their only hope of salvation is that bridge.
The 15th Army will stand or die.
The Führer has ordered that not one foot of our sacred soil will be yielded to the enemy.
Herr Feldmarschall, if orders won wars, we wouldn't now be fighting with our backs against the Rhine. We'd be dancing at the London Savoy.
I suggest you speak more carefully, Herr General. You might be misunderstood.
These are your written orders. In the present conditions, I must require your countersignature.
Quite clear, Feldmarschall. I'm to destroy Remagen Bridge at the earliest possible moment.
Good night, gentlemen. I'm sorry the war has disturbed your sleep.
What a brilliant plan to shorten the war. Do just what the enemy wants.
got word from G2. At least 50,000 Germans are still here, on this side of the Rhine, starting to move toward the bridge at Remagen. But we're going to cut them off. Who's out front now, Colonel Dent?
27th Armored Infantry, sir.
You again, eh, Barnes?
Somebody has to be up there, sir.
All right, now listen to me. I want those Germans. I want an armored recon outfit to make an all-out run for the river. See what kind of resistance we're going to find. That's Indian country out there. Loose German units everywhere. But I don't want any tippy-toe tactics. We've got to move fast.
Sir, the men have been on the move for weeks. They're dead on their feet.
So are the Germans, sir. If you don't mind my saying so, sir.
You think you can do it?
I know we can, sir.
It's our only chance to grab the 15th Army before it reaches the Remagen Bridge and hightails it across the Rhine.
Be nice if that bridge would still be in one piece when we got there, wouldn't it, General?
Forget bridges. If the Germans haven't blown them, our Air Force will. All right, get going. Your spearhead. Strike for Stadt Meckenheim tonight. If you hit serious trouble there, holler. With luck, we may reach the Rhine tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
We are spearhead again,
Johnny.
Jesus.
Well, it's orders.
You got a light, Major? You don't want the rescues to beat us to Berlin, do you?
Think I should care?
Well, whether you do or you don't, our mission is to get to the river. Next stop, Stadt Meckenheim by tonight. So, give him hell, you hear? Keep sharp. You're the cutting edge.
Hey, Patterson, come here.
Hold it.
We're on the move again. Where's Hartman?
He's still up ahead, sir, riding point.
Okay. Let's go.
Know something, Angel? You're a pig.
I love you too, sir. Everybody makes a profit out of the war. Why shouldn't I? Know your trouble, Lieutenant?
You got no ambition.
I'm going out of this war rich.
Or dead, Angel. You may be dead.
I do get it. I got a present for you. I'd help you get into heaven.
Would you steal that off?
My mother. You're a pig. Why don't you get off my back?
Any casualties, Phil?
We hit them too fast.
Look, we've got a new mission. Stadt Meckenheim, by nightfall.
Barnes volunteering us for action again? Tell you where the cutting edge...
Look, will you forget Barnes? Brass gives the orders.
Barnes jumps in and picks him up like some dog picks up a bone.
That's
so there's nothing my boys like better than some screaming shots.
Look, just knock it off, Bill.
We're moving out.
Where to?
Toward the enemy.
We're moving out.
Look, John.
Look, you're going to ride point. You want me to take it?
I am.
Move it.
There you go.
Look.
27 jewels, for Christ's sake. Swiss movement. Best German watch you can buy.
Mount up.
Heyday, Angel.
Heyday, hell, now.
Christ, Angel, I'm going to be here.
What are you asking for the $10 watch?
Hey, Lieutenant, you ever getting a three-day pass?
Not funny, Slavik.
I thought I'd take a production.
Clean it!
Like that again, pistol your ass. Come on.
Discharge.
Why such a hurry? Why aren't there any pretty nurses?
Oh, yes. And there was too much bad news.
You had your share. It was a blow to learn that General von Krüger was killed in action. He was a great soldier, your father. Have you been home?
Not yet. This time, I think it's better that one should be doing something. Understand the Russians are at the Elbe.
Yes.
And here?
Worse, utter confusion. Every day I get orders to attack with the visions that no longer exist. Hitler still thinks he's winning the war.
The army helped bring Hitler into power. Are you saying we made a mistake?
I'll show you something. Here. 15th Army, or what's left of it. 75,000 men trapped. Here, Remagen Bridge, the only way to get these men out. And what are my orders? Blow it up! What in God's name can I do?
One can only do one's duty.
What's that?
Delay. Try and save the army. Hold the bridge as long as possible.
Are you suggesting I disobey an order? I put you in command of that bridge, would you hold it open as long as possible?
What are the defenses?
One regular company, a reserve company, 600 volunteers, 200 Hitler Youth, anti-aircraft unit, about 1,600 men, all told, fully equipped.
That is good. Where are the Americans?
Ground one.
What did they break through to stop Meckenheim and threaten Remagen?
I managed to hold two panzer battalions in reserve.
When shall I take command?
Be at the bridge by morning. Paul, you understand that in the circumstances I cannot give you a written order, but I do promise you my full support.
From you, sir, that's quite enough.
Why'd you stop?
It's too easy. No mines, no roadblocks.
They don't have time. They're pulling out. The whole damn German army's on the run.
Well, maybe not here. Maybe they're not pulling out here.
What, so you're going to stop at every farmhouse, every lousy bed in the road?
I don't know. I'll tell you when I come to them.
Why the hell don't you admit it? You don't like Riding Point.
I don't like Riding Point.
All right. I'm going to ride point. Just you keep up tight behind me.
Depends how fast you're going.
Well, come on, let's go.
Hold it, you guys. Stay in your trucks.
Car up here.
Yes?
What do you think it was, a mine?
Any tank shed.
Take your half track, cut across that field to the farmhouse. When you hear these go off, come in fast.
Dollar up, we're moving out. Stay back.
What do you think they got in that farmhouse?
I don't know, Krebs, but it ain't candy.
Normal speed.
It's about our uniforms now. Goodbye, Nancy. I think they've seen us, sir.
Give it everything you got. Go. Go!
Closer! Get in closer! Push him out!
Yeah?
Think we ought to check the bar.
I think you're right, Angel.
What's the matter, Glover?
Nothing, sir. Just for a minute there, I was awful tired.
Sometimes it hits you like that.
Yes, sir.
It's Captain Colt, sir. Couldn't leave him in the road.
What was all that about, Lieutenant?
Target practice, sir. Gotta keep sharp.
We're the cutting edge. How'd Johnny get it? Anti-tank shell. He was trying to.
Or he was pushed to, huh?
Oh, what the hell you mean by that?
He was tired. He got careless.
We all pushed too hard. We're all tired.
Not as tired as he was.
Well, I guess this makes you commanding officer company A. You take over from Johnny.
Why me?
Because you're available, that's why.
Why not Patterson?
Ah, he's too green. Look, Hartman. I know it's been a hard blow. It's always a shock to lose a buddy, a man you worked with and fought with. I mean, we're all human. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I realize Captain Cope was your friend. He was my friend, too.
Bullshit.
Would you care to rephrase that, Lieutenant?
You don't have any friends out here, Major. Neither do I. We can't afford them. Neither one of us.
Hey, watch the gate!
What in the name of God is going on?
What kind of outfit is this?
The men are tired, Major. They're blowing off steam.
Hey, Angel.
Okay. I'm Company CO. What are my orders?
We are punching our way through to the right at top speed. German lines are fluid this side of the river. I can't tell you what to expect, but I want you in Stadt Meckenheim by tonight. And you can tell your men. I'll give them leave as soon as they hit the river.
How do you know Stadt Meckenheim isn't crawling with Germans? What if they unload on us?
Then we'll know. Won't we, Lieutenant?
Chicken dinner.
Move it. Just having a little recreation, sir.
Didn't you forget something, Sergeant?
Well, I checked them all out. Nothing worth much. Except this.
Let's go, Gramps.
Wilhelm, what's holding us up?
It's a checkpoint ahead, Herr Major.
Your papers. Where are you going?
Remagen. General von Brock's orders. What was the meaning of that?
To set an example. Maybe other officers will stay at their posts. Better to die facing the enemy than the firing squad. You may go on. Heil Hitler.
Good, Herr Major. When we do such things, shoot our own officers by the road, then I think the war is lost.
Is this Meckenheim?
Yeah.
What do you think?
We'll split up. You go in from the right across the field. I'll go straight down the road. We'll meet at the church.
See any white flags? You think they're friendly?
Let's sit tight until the patrol comes in.
What a way to fight a war. Goddamn conquering army sleeping in the streets. The crowd's nice and warm in their beds.
All clear, Angel. Secure the town. Bed down the rest of the men.
Send a signal to Major Barnes with...
Murray!
Send a signal to Major Barnes with the main column. Entered Meckenheim 2300. No resistance. Await further orders, Hartman.
Where do I bed the men down? In the half tracks?
Speak to Patterson. He found someplace.
Hotel?
Yeah. First class.
Jesus Christ.
Christ, it's a goddamn jet.
I want my lawyer.
Oh, sweetie, come on.
Where's the kid?
You idiot fool.
Man, real solid. Go!
I think that's mine.
Move it, Gramps. It's my
fault. All right, boys, find a spot and sang out.
Saw a girl before?
Not like that.
She's fine. Get out.
What?
Out.
Come on.
You're joking.
Out.
Oh,
out.
Come on. Get out.
Out.
Now,
what do you want, Angel? Get out for yourself. Oh, but you don't understand, Angel.
Get out.
You don't understand.
Move it.
I love her.
Move it.
But I love her.
Scared you, huh? You don't have anything to worry about. You know, I wouldn't let one of those guys lay a glove on you. Understand? Would you like to sit down? Everything's going to be all right. I'll be nice to you. I swear to God. Are you hungry?
Going on. Who brought her in here?
She was here all the time, for Christ's sakes.
What are you doing here?
Warum sind Sie hier?
The Germans arrested me. I am French.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought you didn't
speak
English.
Get out.
You're a bastard, sir.
If there's not enough for everybody, Sergeant, there sure as hell ain't enough for you.
If I see her in there again, I'll break your neck.
Lieutenant, she went that way.
What are you going to do with all your money, Slavik?
Buy me the biggest whorehouse in Texas, then lock the door and retire.
Bastard's already got over $1,200 in markers from all us poor people.
Deduct me, of course, what I owe you, Lieutenant.
I'm going to sleep.
Lieutenant!
Belong to Captain Colt, sir, and being as you're acting CO, I guess you'll be the man to write the letter.
Yeah.
Well, he sure was a first class.
Yeah.
And what I mean is, sir, all the
cannon
men...
soldier.
Cold bastard, ain't he?
you owe me, Slavik.
$78.50.
Yeah, well, that's all you're worth to me, Slavik. $78.50, not a damn bit more. In the future, you watch your mouth.
All right, let's click on.
I thought I kicked you out.
I have nowhere to go.
How'd you get here?
I sleep with you. Do you have cigarettes?
Help yourself.
I lived with a German. He was killed in the Ardennes. For that, I went to a convent school.
They didn't teach you this in the convent.
Privileges of rank, Lieutenant.
What do you want?
Signal from Barnes at battalion headquarters. Tough, huh?
Men up, we're moving out.
Those men are tired. They'll kill us.
I'm so happy we didn't find any Germans here. They want us to keep going till we do.
Where might that be?
Bridge Security Command.
Major Kruger.
Thank God you have come. Headquarters told me you were on the way.
I must use your phone. Yes, this is Major Kruger. Get me General Ron Brock at Rhineland Headquarters. Yes, it's urgent.
The last report on the Americans.
Still in Stop Meckenheim.
Perhaps they'll head towards the barn.
Yes.
Thank you. At least it'll give us a little time to prepare our defense.
Captain Smith.
Oh, excuse me, Major. We must do something about the civilian traffic. It's getting worse by the hour. We can't get our work done.
This is Captain Baumann, Chief Engineering Officer.
Major Kruger. I'm glad you're here, Major. Major, if we don't clear the bridge, we'll never be ready to blow it.
The most immediate problem, Baumann, is not to blow the bridge up, but to keep it open.
Excuse me, Herr Major, but is it not true the Führer has ordered the bridge destroyed?
Does the Führer transmit his orders directly to you? Or are you simply spreading idle gossip?
But I only understood that...
At this moment, Bauman, a loose tongue is our most dangerous enemy. As an officer, surely you know the penalty for spreading defeatist rumors. You sit down, Captain Schmidt. Bauman, you stay. You brief me on the condition of all of the units listed at our disposal here. Regular company? Is it fit for instant duty?
But there is no regular company.
I don't understand.
It's been transferred.
Huh. A reserve company. Is it fully equipped?
It no longer exists.
And the 600 Polish and Russian volunteers? Can we count on them?
The so-called volunteers have vanished.
Captain Schmidt, on paper at least you have some 1,600 men. How many, in fact, do you have?
About 200. Including the bridge detail.
And the 400 militia? Stolzstein? The Hebrew youth? A handful. Where are the others?
Deserted.
What happened? Do you realize what you are saying is treason?
No, Major. Only the truth. Yes? General von Brock is temporarily unavailable.
This is Major Krupp. You will convey this message to the general. It is imperative that he send two panzer battalions at once. So, Captain Baum, I trust that in the event of an emergency, at least the explosives are in place to blow up the bridge?
Not yet, Herr Major. It is reported that 600 kilos of high explosives are on the way. But perhaps that, too, is only a rumor.
Captain Schmidt.
Major.
Those towers will give us an excellent field of fire on the bridge. What is in there?
Two heavy machine guns on each side.
That old barge, it will be very useful. We'll put weapons on it.
Yes, sir, Mayor.
Come, show me your defenses.
With only 36 men, sir, there's a limit to what we can do.
Sergeant Becker, I'm not asking you to launch a major offensive. I'm only asking that you hold off the enemy until our reinforcements arrive.
Excuse me, Herr Major. We have heard a lot about reinforcements. The men don't believe it anymore.
I tell you, two Panzer battalions would be here in a few hours. Do you believe me?
Yes, Herr Major.
Then you make your men believe. You understand? The enemy tanks will have to take. The approaches to the bridge, are they mined?
Heavily, Mata Major. Ready to blow. No enemy tank will reach the bridge.
Leutnant Eckert, for the moment, these are the heaviest defenses we have against the enemy. A great deal depends on you.
Yes, Herr Major.
Good.
Best shelter. The whole mountain above us.
First class gun position. Get a work crew to strengthen these gun emplacements at once. Herr Major, still no answer from General von Brock. Now keep trying. What is this?
The master switch to destroy the bridge. When we have the explosives.
And the detonating circuit. What if it fails?
Am I yours?
9-centimeter cable. Heavy steel pipe. The circuit is tested every hour.
What if it fails?
An emergency fuse can be lit by hand. Over there, by the rail. If we have the explosive.
I know, Captain Schmidt. I know. I must go to the town at once to see about civil defense.
The horse gone says.
To pack these things away. Pay no attention. Find the glue. At least we can try to.
Go away, we are closed!
What are you doing? This is private property.
You are Councillor Halsgang?
Of course.
In charge of civil defense?
Yes.
I am Major Kruger, new military commander at Remagen.
It is always good to meet someone who appreciates beautiful things.
Must be very valuable.
Any place? At least 1,500 Reichsmark.
Oh, so really? That much? Harold Skang, half of your town has been blown apart. Remagen may be under direct attack by nightfall. It is your duty to gather every able-bodied man to defend your town.
But there's hardly anyone left.
Fine, men. The time has come, Herr Hutzke, for you too to make a small sacrifice.
Excuse me, Major. And what is that? My only son, killed at Stalingrad. What greater sacrifice can a man make?
None. Except the sacrifice made by your son. Bring me some schnapps and some friends.
Herr Holzgang, the sheets are ready.
Here, please bring it. What are you trying to do? Get me shot.
It's a military commander.
Yes.
You have other children?
No.
I must be very proud of your son.
Is that what I'm supposed to be? Proud that he's dead? I'm not proud at all. I miss him.
Germany has lost 4 million sons.
I pity them. But I pity most my own son.
We must learn to live with our losses. Even your husband. Put this on the army circuit. I want the command post at the West Ridge at once. Major Kruger. Yeah, yeah. I get around. The Americans are attacking the ridge above the town. We have no forces to hold them. Where are the panzers? Why else? They were promised here. This is where they are needed. I get around. Your regrets will not save the bridge. The two panzer battalions might.
Thank you.
Well, I'll be damned.
Grabs, get Major Barnes.
Yes.
You got your camera with you, Glover?
No, sir. I kind of sold it back to Sergeant Angel.
When the crowds blow that bridge, that's going to be some picture.
Got him. We got him.
Hey, you. Get me headquarters.
Tell artillery to lay on the heavy stuff. Get tanks up here fast. Start shelling the bridge. You got it? Move.
Yes, sir. You wait a minute, Major. The Krauts will probably save you the trouble.
Oh, it matter a damn. Push him along. Push him along. Okay. Okay, Hartman, get on down there and send in tanks for support. The quicker you boys get down there, quicker they blow the bridge. The quicker we got maybe six enemy divisions caught in battle. Hartman, boy, you do that one thing. I promise you a unit citation.
Well, Major, sir, there's nothing my boys would appreciate more. Sir.
All right, boys, get going.
Move!
For this command post to the tunnel at once. Commandeer every able-bodied soldier.
Here? What about all the reinforcements?
They were sent elsewhere.
But General von Brock promised?
They were sent elsewhere.
And the explosives?
I gave you an order.
Yes, sir, Major.
Yeah?
Herr Major, the explosives have arrived. We are placing the charges.
Have you enough men?
Yes, Herr Major.
Ah, good.
The explosives?
They are here.
Thank God.
Herr Hartmann!
Double the amount. Crucial point only. Double amount. Crucial point only.
Yeah.
Get machine guns. Man those two towers.
Yes, Captain.
You.
Flags are out, Herr Holzgang. Anything else?
Yes. Hey, come into the cellar. Hey, Krista, come on. Come on, quickly.
Get him out of here.
Grab Jellicoe.
All right, out! 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 Come on, out! Move! Move out! Come on!
All right, let's go.
Move. Come on, move.
Come on, you can rob him later.
We are unarmed civilians. We have done nothing.
Who was the boy upstairs who killed one of my men?
There, in the front of your hotel, covered with surrender flags.
Who was that boy? Who was he?
Woody, where is he?
He's dead.
I ordered him not to resist.
You're a dirty lying bastard.
If you ordered him not to resist, how come he resisted, huh?
But how could I stop him? They were trained to kill. Hitler made animals of them.
So you hate Hitler, huh?
A tragedy for Germany. But we were helpless. I hate this terrible war. I'm a man of peace. I'm an innkeeper.
Oh, good.
Good. When I blow the bridge, my men will be back, and they're used to the very best.
Anything you wish. We will cooperate in every way.
Listen, if you're so anxious to show us how much you hate this terrible war... Come here.
Yes, sir.
File this among your souvenirs. Come on.
To the bridge, Herr Major!
Enemy chase side the river.
Thank you.
front, sir?
We're not going to blow that bridge, Barnes. We're going to take it.
Take it?
As long as it's still standing, we've got a chance. When we get out there, cut every wire and cable. Then, alert HQ. Ask him to give us every available unit on the double.
Yes, sir.
Jesus, sir. I mean, I hate to think of my men in the middle of the bridge when they blow it.
It's a crapshoot, Major. Take that bridge and we shorten the war. We're risking 100 men, but we may save 10,000. Even 50,000. It's your chance to make history, Major. What you've got to do is throw your men across. Now, Major.
Yes, sir.
Nothing out there for water.
How about 15?
How about 30?
I don't know, boys. It's here call for a pool.
Now, what do you say? $10 each. Winner takes all. You're on. Name it. 30 minutes, sir.
I'll take a piece of that action in 20 minutes.
20.
Hartman, got to talk to you. There's been a change of signal. Well, get out here.
Yes, sir.
We got to take the bridge.
Who says?
Shinnup.
He's crazy. They're going to blow it.
No, no, not if we rush it. Cut all the cable.
Let them blow it. That's not a bridge. It's a death trap.
We are wasting time, Hoffman.
I've got time to waste. What makes that bridge so goddamn valuable?
If we take the bridge, maybe it'll shorten the war.
Maybe.
Firing's a lot more definite than that, Major. So I've heard. Now, would you just move it, Lieutenant, get your men out there?
Why don't you maybe, boys, take on some of the dirty chores? Why don't you take us across, Barnes?
Because I'm ordering you.
Now get going.
Hawkman, that is an order.
You, son. You're dead.
You goddamn idiot. You think we ever had any choice? Come on.
Come on!
No!
You want me? You know where to find me.
Come on! Come on, let's go. Come on! Come on!
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hit the bridge with more smoke.
More smoke. More smoke.
Keep to the right side of the bridge. Give covering fire to the left.
Fire only to the left.
Thank you.
They blew it. And we're alive. Jesus loves me.
The army promised us first grade military explosive. Look! Down the ridge! Chief industrial explosive! On the
General von Brock at headquarters.
If these damned Poles, we should kill them all.
I must give you one more order. Get through to General von Brock at any cost, and you tell him to bomb the bridge at once and send reinforcements before morning. Otherwise...
Yes, Herr Major.
He'll never get...
Move forward!
Much of a bridgehead, don't you think we ought to spread out a little?
With what? I don't even have enough men to hold what we got.
We better do something.
Sure. Sit here and pray Bond sends help across in a hurry.
I'll put Tanks Cross here by morning.
Charge the bridgehead.
Well, where are we going?
You stay with him, Griffs.
What now?
out there and attack. The Americans will have tanks across the bridge before daylight.
It's a farce.
Where are the bombers? Our reinforcements. This is the most important place in Germany, and what do we have to fight with?
Old men.
Riffraff.
The sweepings from the road.
And you, Bob. Will you fight as hard as you talk?
You will find out when we attack.
Tell Captain Schmidt to assemble the men.
The truth. They ran away, the cowards. If only we had given them that...
Quiet! Where are your weapons? You! Arm them!
Yes, sir, Major. Come on, fall in.
Now, Major, 27 men, 3 officers. What can we do? Fight. The enemy doesn't know how many we are.
Listen, all of you. We will divide into 2 squads. Captain Schmidt will lead one and I the other. I want every man to draw as much ammunition as he can carry. Check your weapons and stand by. Halt!
They say
the dying animals. Bite at their own wounds. Now we are killing our own people.
Come.
We must attack. It is useless. These men are not going to die for nothing. You have killed two men. Are you going to try to kill us all? It is our duty. Your duty and mine is to these people.
Last possible moment. Give me a chance to get to headquarters and get reinforcements.
I'll do my best, Amayo.
He's dead, sir. Where are the guys?
Gone.
All?
Your papers, please. Follow me.
I want to see General von Rocky.
Impossible. He cannot be disturbed. What do you want?
Wake him, damn you, and get on your feet when you speak to me.
Major. I'm Gala. And who are you?
Major Kruger. I've just come from Raymond.
Come in.
General, the Americans have taken the bridge. I must report to General von Braun.
We've just been discussing the situation at Remagen with General von Braun. I've been sent here by the Führer to learn the facts. I'm sure you can help explain.
It's very simple. We did not have enough explosives to blow up the bridge.
Is that your excuse, Herr Major? There is never enough for you cowards, is there? The truth is you waited too long.
Forget about it. We must counterattack. Blow up the bridge at once. Any further delay will be fatal.
No use, Paul. There's nothing we can do any longer. Major Kruger, you will address your remarks to me. General von Braun has been relieved of his command. And you, Herr Major, the bridge at Remagen is no longer your concern. You are under arrest.
What are they waiting on, a bus? Where's Barnes, for Christ's sake?
Good old Barnes. Take a count, Grebs.
Hey, Lieutenant, you okay?
Take a count.
All right, you guys. Sound off!
Jenkins! Hawks!
O'Connell!
Julian!
Engel!
Jeff Hawks!
Bridge Security Command. I offer you a surrender. And Lieutenant?
Bring your men out, hands on their heads, no funny business.
Was soll aus uns werden?
Nichts, gar nichts wird werden. Geht jetzt nach Hause. Hm?
told him to go home. Nothing would happen. He asked me because in peacetime, I'm the schoolmaster here in Remark.
Well, there's not much left, is there? That was a damn fool walk you just made, Lieutenant. I'm moving you and your men back for a rest. You deserve it. And, I'm forgetting about, what happened back there. You understand? Yeah, I feel the Army, the whole country owes you all thanks in a unit citation. And you know something, Hoffman? You're gonna have something to tell your grandchildren that they won't...
Like a three-day pass.
Go join the Germans. Hold it now. We've got a wounded man here.
I'll get you the Silver Star.
Thought at least a Congressional Medal.
Anything you want, maybe.
Like a cigar.
Don't have that. Got a cigarette.
Oh, hold it now.
Not yet, you bastard. Wait till I'm dead.
Herr Major, I regret very much. Ours or theirs? Enemy planes, sir. But who is the enemy?
Did you get that?
From a friend.